Voters across the state tell us they have some anxiety about this upcoming election, both because of the changes to the voting process brought on by the pandemic and the heightened political climate. But as NHPR's Daniela Ali reports from Hanover, some new poll workers say that seeing the process up close is helping them put some of their worries at ease.
During the pandemic, Jen Hutchins and a few of her friends started a new practice. They're trying to walk every street in Hanover. They keep notes of where they've been on a spreadsheet. And on every walk, there are a few topics that always come up.
We talk about politics every single week, and we talk about COVID every single week, and how both of those topics impact our lives.
And on one of those walks a few months ago, Hutchins and her friends were talking about how polling places might be riskier for the more vulnerable people who usually staff them.
Oh, I wonder, you know, the volunteers are always, that we see, are always older. So I wonder if they need younger volunteers.
The conversation was well-timed. A few days later, Hutchins heard that the town of Hanover was looking for younger people to volunteer in the primary and general elections because they didn't want to expose older volunteers to the risk of COVID.
I signed up as soon as I could.
Hutchins, who's 39 and currently taking care of two boys at home, volunteered in the September primary as a greeter, welcoming people to the new polling spot and asking them to sanitize their hands. Jess Brooks was there that day, too. She's a doctor and checked voters' temperatures as they walked in. It was also her first time volunteering at the polls. Brooks says voting in Hanover has always been smooth for her. Spending 4.5 hours at the polling place made it clear why that was the case.
Kind of see that that's not, you know, it's not really by accident or by chance. It's, I think, a lot of work and, you know, person power goes into planning the election up front, and then they really rely a lot on volunteers. So it's kind of, you know, I think it's a matter of good leadership, but also a lot of sort of community involvement.
Brooks says it was also reassuring in September to witness all the votes being counted carefully. But at the same time, she says the national conversation around absentee ballots, from delivery to being counted, is a lot to sort through.
You know, it's I think nowadays a little tricky to figure out what's misinformation and what's real.
Brooks herself voted in person in the primary right before her volunteer shift started. But Hutchins, her fellow volunteer, voted absentee and plans to do the same come November. Hutchins says she has experienced delays with her personal mail, so she'd feel most comfortable hand-delivering her absentee ballot rather than mailing it in. She feels confident with this choice after seeing the election process up close, but she hasn't fully convinced her husband, who's also requested an absentee ballot and is on the fence about whether he might still vote in person.
I mean, his point was the only way to truly ensure that your vote is counted is to put it into the machine yourself.
Hanover Town Clerk Betsy McLean has been hearing these kinds of anxieties for several months, but she says there are a lot of safeguards, whether you're voting absentee or in person.
And every step of the way, there are people that are really taking time and deliberate care to make sure that that it comes back and gets in the right place so that it can make it to the polling place so that people hopefully will know that an absentee ballot in our careful hands is as good as putting it into the ballot box.
Nearly two-thirds of Hanover voters cast absentee ballots in the September primary, and the state's expecting a record increase for the general election, too. But the increase in absentee voting hasn't just brought more questions. It also brings more paperwork. And to process that paperwork, communities like Hanover are more actively recruiting volunteers to handle the load. McLean says that's been the silver lining in the pandemic for her. 225 people have volunteered to work the polls for November, from young parents to undergraduate students.
And that way it just integrates the whole community into something that should be a community event instead of just a cohort of people that happen to have the time are the ones that are running your elections. It really should be all of us.
The same thing is playing out across the state. No matter where you live, your neighbors are the ones making this election happen. And McLean is hoping some of the people who joined the process this year will stick around to help with elections in the future. Daniela Ali, NHPR News.